Can I just then tell a story to contradict what you're saying?
What is that?
Some remembering Baba through gratitude, not through suffering.
Yeah.
Which is it's a man who's a school teacher who led an ordinary life, which is to say he led an evil life by spiritual standards. Had no attempts to be moral or anything, just had a good time. And he was a school teacher, and he had a small piece of property, a farm. So one weekend he went to his farm, he was working on the farm, and Monday came and the work wasn't finished. So he said, I can miss the day of school, what's there? So he stays, and he does the work, and he goes back to school. As it turned out, at the end of the month you have to fill out the attendance reports for the month, of what students were there for every day, and the teacher signs it and sends it in. I'll fake it. Who cares? Nobody knows. So he signs the thing and he sends it in. He reports to school, and the school teachers say, where were you yesterday? He said, you know, farm work wasn't done, you know how it is, so I spent an extra day there. And they said the supervisor came on his annual inspection tour. He picked yesterday to come. And he came and he asked us where you were, and we had to say, you weren't here. He said, oh no, what have I done? Not only has he come the one day I missed, so I'm in trouble, but now I've lied. And he has proof that I've lied because I've signed this form saying I was here, saying which students were here, and he was here and knows I wasn't here. If I just missed attendance, perhaps I could have gone and begged his mercy and had my job. But now I'm going to be fired. There's no way out of it. And of course, back then, this is in the late 40s, to lose your job in India was a serious thing. You couldn't get another job. His whole livelihood is gone. He doesn't know what to do. He's really distraught. So he starts telling his friends, what am I going to do? So one of them hears this and he says, well, I know who the supervisor is. I don't know him personally, but I've heard of him. And I have one bit of advice to you. Go to the main office. Stand outside the door. When you see him coming, take a friend with you. And when you see the head man coming, say to your friend, do you know anything about Meher Baba? Can you tell me anything about Meher Baba? I really want to know about Meher Baba. He just says, who's Meher Baba? I don't know, but I've heard this is the only thing that works. If you say this, when the supervisor hears it, that your problems will be over. This sounds totally nonsensical to him. But if he's had nothing to lose, I'm bound to lose my job if I do anything else. So why not try it? It doesn't make sense to all try it. So he goes, and he has his friend there, and they're standing. And they're just standing, waiting. And sure enough, this carriage comes. And the carriage means it's some big official, so he gets sent as this must be the superintendent. So he's walking up the path to the office, and he suddenly says to his friend, can you tell me something about Meher Baba? And the superintendent stops. What? What did you say? He said, I was asking my friend if he could tell me something about Meher Baba. Meher Baba? You want to know about Meher Baba? Come with me. They go into the building. Everyone in the office thinks, who is this? From his dress, it looks like a lowly teacher. But here he's coming in with the head of the whole district, as if they're friends. They go to the office, and the superintendent opens the door for him. He says, here, have a seat. The man starts feeling completely abashed. Here's this big government official, and he's treating me like I'm an equal, and it's all false pretenses. I have no interest in whoever this Bob is. I'm just saying this. I don't know what it's all about. And he says, you want to know about Meher Baba? And it's too much for him. He says, well, to tell you the truth, sir, actually I came on a different matter. The other day, and he explains the whole situation, how he faked the report and everything. So he says, well, don't worry about that. Now, about Meher Baba, you want to know about Meher Baba? No, you don't understand. You say, I signed my name. I lied. So he calls the chief and says, get those papers, get the papers. And they bring the papers, make them out again, make out an honest one and sign it. So he does it. Okay, finish. Now, you want to know about Meher Baba? To make that man this humble.
Plus, give her a chair or something. Right?
So he starts thinking, who can this Baba person be? And he's just astonished at it. And then he looks at the pamphlets. He says, Meher Baba, I mean, he says, you know, that he's a Sadhguru, he's God, he's Avatar. He's just amazed. And he feels it's too incredible to believe, but he saved my job. I should find out something about him. So he hears that Baba's giving darshan in 1954 in Ahmednagar, in Wadia Park. He decides, I'm going to go. I'm going to see this person and see who it is, that he could affect the superintendent of a whole district, not just a little thing, but he's like the main man in the government. He has this effect on this man, I have to see him. So he decides to come. And he takes the train, and at Sholapur he misses his train connection. So now he's just stranded. And at that time, all the roads from Sholapur go to Pune, and he wants to go to Ahmednagar. And he goes, I'll hitchhike. I can't get a train now, I have to go. So he gets out on the road, and immediately a truck stops. Brand new truck, nice tumble truck, and the driver says, come on, you want to go for a ride? I'll take you. He says, yes, but you see, I don't really want to go to Pune, I want to go to Ahmednagar. He says, that's where I'm going. I'll take you. He takes him right to Wadia Park, drops him off. And he says, well, I should give you some money. He says, no, I'm coming for Baba's darshan tomorrow, you can pay me then. Of course, the guy never shows up again. And then he's thinking, look at this, Baba saved me. He saved my job. He's even brought me directly here for his darshan. I haven't even had to spend money. Who can he be? And he's just so receptive, thinking about Baba so much. Then he goes and sees Baba, and it's all over, finished. Still comes every year from Ardhiti.
Is this an
atheist? Yeah. So thinking about Baba and gratitude.
Yeah. But after going through the travails of suffering.
Well, you have to admit he was driven by fear and suffering.
I'm admitting nothing. Gratitude only.
Yeah. Gratitude follows suffering.